You know what has been good after every one of the Eastern Conference playoff games this year? The real winner of the semifinals of the NBA playoffs? This show on TNT called Dunk King. Like, this show is off the chain. It's where non-NBA players are out here competing to win $100,000 in the dunk contest, where the production is, you know, it's not live. It's something that was pre-produced. And it has the TNT personalities like Kenny Smith, like Charles Barkley, who's one of the judges. Shaq is in it as one of the judges. And it turned out to be a pretty fun show. Terrence J is the host of this. I can't tell if I like Terrence J or I think he's just a slightly cooler version of Nick Cannon. I'm still going back and forth on that. But it's basketball's version of The Voice, where you have a competition, people eliminated as you move on. You have judges judging dunks, and the dunks are absolutely bananas. I want to know if any of you have seen this show, 208-424-9300. It's, again, Dunk King on TNT. It's after these Eastern Conference Finals game. That's the number on the commercial tire text line. I was showing Darren some of these dunks, and then he just went down a YouTube rabbit hole all show long.
Oh, yeah.
You can't stop watching these dunks.
This is my most exciting part of the show. I mean, for real. I mean, like, forget James Harden. Like, Dunk Kings is the real MVP.
Yeah.
Like, this is the real MVP. I mean, the stuff these guys are doing is just mind-blowing. I mean, it is really impressive. And it might be the only reason you're going to catch me watching any of the finals this year.
They get my end on the Eastern Conference Finals. Game 4 might be your last chance to check it out. But there's this dude named Jordan Kilgannon. He's a Canadian dunker.
He's
better than Vince Carter. I'm telling you, you might think I'm crazy by saying this is now the best dunker that's ever lived. I used to say that Vince Carter is the best dunker I've ever seen. Jason Richardson's right up there. His dunk contest performances were nuts. But Jordan Kilgannon, he's this Canadian, like, white dude.
6'1".
6'1". This dude got bounced for days. He had a dunk in this thing where he put the elbow in the rim, a la Vince Carter. He had another one last year where he found a way to squeeze two elbows in the rim. He's doing 360 behind the back, flip it to himself, and jam it with the same hand that he flipped it with. And my jaw's on the floor when watching this dude.
Yeah, type in this guy's name, Jordan Kilgannon, and type in the hide and seek. Now literally my favorite dunk in the entire world. If I could, I could rewatch that dunk forever. I mean, the stuff he's doing is out of control. He's gone into Rucker Park. He's destroyed there. He's done stuff in Moscow. He's been overseas in Asia doing some stuff over there. This guy's all over the place. I hope he's making DJ money.
What is DJ money, by the way?
Dude, some of these top DJs, these guys performing in Vegas and stuff, some of these guys are making $4 or $5 million a year as DJs. I mean, it's crazy. And I know there's one guy, I forgot what his name is, famous dude, does like a bunch of the raves over in Europe and stuff like that, who's making like stupid money.
All right. There's this Ukrainian dunker, speaking of overseas. He came over from the Ukraine and over into this dunk contest in Atlanta. And his nickname is Smooth. He's doing these crazy dunks that I've never seen before, which a lot of people love to slam the NBA dunk contest. We almost need to erase the NBA dunk contest and put this one on in its spot, because in a way you could say these guys are professional dunkers, so they should be better than NBA players who are professional basketball players, not professional dunkers, so you can in a way understand it. But it's not even close, even though the dunk contest 2 years ago with Aaron Gordon and Zach LaVine was off the charts. They make these dunks make these dudes look like child's play, and these are NBA athletes.
I mean, there was a dunk where someone was on fire, and he dunked over top someone on fire. I still can't get over that.
That's like a Hollywood production. I mean, this is way better, because these dudes aren't worried about like playing in the NBA or playing in the All-Star game after or any of that stupid stuff. These dudes are really selling out. Oh, yeah. Number one DJ was paid last year was Adam Richard Wills. Made $66 million last year as a DJ.
Lord.
So there you go. DJ money getting real. DJ money getting real. So don't tell your kids to play sports. Tell your kids to start spinning records.
Yo, my cousin's a DJ in Omaha. I feel like he needs to expand now. I know he's had some gigs that were, you know, at least outside of Omaha. But once he started making $66 million?
$66 million. Number two is $30 million. So there's a step down for number two. But, you know, if you can survive on $30 million a year,
what do you think
right.
That number one, like, I can know what a good dunker is. Like, Jordan Kilgannon, I've been explaining, his hops are ridiculous. The angles that he's able to slam it from are crazy. He's now added some blue hair to his game that helps it out. But, like, what would make a DJ be paid twice as much as the next best DJ? I'm still trying to figure that one out.
I have no idea. But some of these guys are touring with, like, people like Rihanna. Okay. Like, if you're a bigger draw than Rihanna, I mean, I don't know what Rihanna made last year, but $30 million is not a bad take for a year.
The dunk, still the most athletic, stylish play in sports.
No question.
Yes.
Oh yeah, no question.
There's still that combines strength, sometimes it combines speed, sheer athletic ability and style and personality that goes along with it. Like, people are trying to build up the three-point contest to be the next, like, this is now better than the dunk contest. The people who are in it and the proficiency that teams and players are shooting from behind the arc. But as great and as pure as a jump shot looks, and it does look pretty when a jump shot is like Steph Curry's, I don't think anything's replacing a dunker that's legendary.
Not for pure action at all. I mean, you look at a team last night, like Cavaliers. We're talking about the Cavaliers. I mean, they stopped going to the paint, started being a jump shooting team. It becomes boring basketball. I mean, I'm always impressed to watch Stephen Curry. Whenever he passes, you know, half court, he's a threat to shoot the ball, and it's amazing to watch. But guys that can command the paint, I mean, we're not watching commercials about three-point shooters. Nobody cares about that. But watching the old ones about, you know, guys dunking the ball, all the dunk contests and stuff like that, that's the stuff I want to see. That's the action.
You've seen the Steph Curry commercial? Is it the Muscle Milk where he's like the wiggle it? Where he's doing the little wiggle?
I don't even care. I've got no desire to watch.
It's the cheesiest commercial ever.
No desire.
Cool Steph Curry could be on a basketball court, man. His shoe game got trashed in the NBA Finals last year. That Muscle Milk commercial where it's only like a 10-second spot. And he's just wiggling his shoulder. I'm like, come on, dude.
It's like watching a Tom Brady commercial.
It's true.
Like, I respect you on the field, man. Love what you do. Just don't do anything off the field, man. Nobody cares. And it's like you're kind of nerdy. And you're the best of all time. There's no doubt about it. Greatest quarterback of all time. Not the greatest quarterback commercial of all time.
So, Darren Collagen for Bob Beeler, Sports Radio, The Ticket, Idaho Sports Talk. While you are Googling Jordan Kilgannon and his crazy dunks, the best dunks non-Kilgannon that you've seen by players that you've heard about, I still go to the Vince Carter in the Olympics dunks where he dunked over his Russian dude. He just yammed it all up in his face, and it was still so vicious, and there hasn't been a dunk as memorable, as insulting, as mesmerizing, and as jaw-dropping as that one. In a game, Olympic competition, I guess, adds to it because it makes it at least a little bit more mythical. But this Russian dude just got it all up in his face.
I mean, it could have re-ended the Cold War. I mean, that would have, like, one of my favorites was Vince Young. I want to say it was college or early in the Raptors' career. Touches the side of the backboard as he flies by, touches the side, and proceeds to dunk. I mean, that's still one of my absolute favorites. I mean, just a freakish vertical. And to be traveling at that speed, phenomenal.
Now, the key to a great dunk, whether it's in a game or in a dunk contest, and I think this more goes to in a dunk contest, you got to be able to sell it after the fact. You can't just throw it down and then act cool after, like, oh, this was another day in the office, because I'm going off of your emotion. So if you throw it down and it took a lot of effort and you feel hype about it, you need to get hype. You need to start jumping up and down. Vince Carter, when he did his between the legs 360, yelled out a big scream with that low angle camera. Like, there's a lot of things that go into a great dunk besides being able to just throw it through the hoop.
No, it's showmanship. Like, we've seen a couple of these dunks where your teammates take off their shirts. Like, then you know the hype's real. Like, when the crowd starts freaking out and your teammates are taking off their shirts, like, then the hype's real. It's not just you building it up anymore. You just kind of stand there, do the arms cross, and everybody else around you is going crazy. Like, they're the ones that dunked.
Yeah, we're trying to figure that out. Like, I think it was a Kentucky practice or something that exactly. Dude dunked. And, like, he thought that he was, like, you know, acting cool. The teammates were taking their shirts off. Like, you didn't dunk. Why are you taking your shirt off?
That's how much hype's in the room. That's how much hype's in the air. It was one of those things where I was super sad when the NFL started coming down on guys' celebrations. Like, that kind of hurt, because I think it's an entertainment game. Like, I understand a lot of people want to talk about the sanctity of the sport and all that kind of stuff, but in all reality, it's entertainment. Like, I wanted to see dudes dunk on the goalposts. Like, you don't want my guy to dunk on the goalposts and stop us. And I was the same way. When dudes did it to us, I was like, hey, you know, you want to stop a guy, then, you know, you don't want him dunking, then stop it. You know, I loved seeing the old ones. What's his name? Used to do the canoe rowing on the field, wide receiver for the Panthers.
Oh, Steve Smith.
Yeah, Steve Smith. I mean, he used to have the best celebrations of all time.
Got Ocho out here.
I missed all that stuff. Ocho, the Penn signing, T.O. with the popcorn. I mean, I loved that stuff. I lived for that, man. I feel like they killed a little bit of me when – might have been why I retired so early.
I feel like you could never have played baseball in your life.
I loved baseball, but I never was a sanctity of the sport kind of guy. I never was like a stats guy or a sanctity sport. I loved it because I played it, and I loved playing it. But no, man, I want to see the show. Like,
you're
preaching
to the choir.
I'm out there to see a show. Give me a show. Like, you want to score touchdowns and hand it to the ref, I'm fine with that. But stop stealing the show. I paid money to be there for a ticket. Show me the whole show.
Celebrations are free publicity for your game and how much fun it is. So why would you put a stop to it? It's just doing business the wrong way.